1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, taking center stage and thanking his family. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz last night accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Former President Bill Clinton was also there, noting he's now 78 years old.
And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
Tonight, Kamala Harris accepts the nomination and delivers her speech. Quiet on the rails, both of Canada's national rail companies have shut out nearly 10,000 workers, conductors, engineers, dispatchers. Those freight lines carry $750 million worth of goods every day, as well as commuters in big Canadian cities. The last body of the six still missing after the Italian super yacht sinking this weekend, located but not yet brought to the surface. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Bellin Health Children and Adolescent Center, which is being built in Ashwaubenon right now, will provide parents with specialized full-service pediatric care in less time and with less travel for parents. Jamie Hagenow is the pediatric services team lead for Bellin Health.
So this will actually be a one-stop shop. So kids can see their pediatrician, they can see their mental health therapist, they can get therapy, they can see Children's Wisconsin, all in one single building in one location. So it's going to decrease the amount of travel that half of these families have to do every single day.
The Children and Adolescent Center will be complete and open by late summer 2025. Part of Riverside Drive between Chives Restaurant and Pelkin Smoky Meat Market in Suamico is closed today for water and sewer installations. The road's expected to reopen at about 5 o'clock this evening. The schedule could change due to weather or construction conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big, only because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what. So it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The conversation on the field was balls and strikes.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Minel from Minel and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, we've had some great guests today. Lisa from Bosses News. We will be down there tonight for a book signing, 4 to 7, at Bosses in downtown De Pere for the Farmers Market. Myself and some other local authors will be there. Mike Game, he will be down there talking stogies, talking cigars. And Tuesday, we got to talk about this. This is exciting. Tuesday morning from 6 to 9, we'll be doing the show live from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. It's going to be phenomenal. The Packer Band will be there. Stop by 6 o'clock until noon. They will have an open house. Snacks, sign up for prizes, take a tour. And it's your first look at what some of the things some of the people will have to offer for the NFL draft as far as renting out your home. And you're officially going through them, Simple Life Hospitality.
Love them.
To rent out your house. Yeah. And boy, you talk about dotting every I.
So this is on True Lane, and this is a house that they manage.
Yes.
But this isn't, I mean, you can come there if you want to rent a house, but if you are interested in renting a house, but come there if you want to rent your house.
Yeah,
these guys
are
the turnkey. And I like people like that, where they do everything, and I just pay them a commission.
You're doing it right.
I don't, because you're doing it right, and you don't want to get in trouble. And there's a level of taxes, not just income, but there's, but there's the VCB, you know, the visitor, they take their cut. There's tons of inspections by the county, by the municipality, and then they do the linens, which is great. They professionally clean your house, and I just
did. About the linens. Linens.
He is the linens
about the linens.
Guy.
I would have used my own. It could be better. I don't know, but they said no. We supply all that, but I'll still have the linen napkins and tablecloths.
Oh,
I'll take care of that.
I just want to clarify that we're going to be out there live from 6 till 9. They've got a media event from 9 to noon, and then from noon until 6. Anybody in the area can stop on by. It's an open house. Take a tour. We'll have a tour live on our stream that morning. We'll take a tour of the house. And I have to go over there today. I'll be testing out the equipment and stuff, so I get a first-hand look this afternoon.
Awesome. But we'll be there. It's on True Lane, right behind the Kroll's.
Yep. We'll have coffee and donuts to start the day, the Packer Band, and later in the day they'll have refreshments as well.
Great.
Yeah, and that's very interesting. And these guys are very knowledgeable, and they're going to have a team of their people there, and they take the photography of your house. And so last night I had a little get-together at my house, and some guy said,
"Hey, you invited Todd?"
I want to tell you, you guys are going to like this.
You invited?
No. I
wasn't there.
Both Ron Colley guys.
I sat outside, watched.
Okay, I want to get this. I thought this was interesting. I was going to bring this up today. This guy said, "Hey, one of the guys said, I hear you're going to be renting your house out for the NFL draft, and I'm kind of thinking about doing that too." And the other guy said, "Listen to him on Tuesday."
Wasn't that cool?
Awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Very cool.
And
Dennis
is the guy who says, "Just listen to him on Tuesday." And I said, "Yeah, we're going to be at this house." And then I did explain a little bit about what I'm doing, but I think that's an opportunity. I do. I think you're going to do real well with your business. We'll get to that in just a second. But I think a lot of people in Green Bay, Brown County, Appleton, Manitowoc can make a little extra cash. And I think they should. And one of the options, you know, Uber drivers, we're going to be talking about that. And, you know, people can get their bartending license. They can, there's a lot of things they can do, but they can also rent their home out.
And I think Manitowoc is an untapped area for this.
Yeah. And I think if people talk about, you know, if you're within an hour, you're good. So, and which obviously Manitowoc is.
No, we're looking forward to it. I mean, we've got some big things planned. We're kind of trying to come up with some interesting things. So,
can I introduce you first?
I'll allow it.
Just jumping around.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Paul Hoffman, Petskull Brewing, Metal Fest. I love your place. You know what I love about your place, first of all?
That there's beer there.
Yeah. There, well, except yes. I told you I had the worst beer I've ever tasted in my life.
Which is something we love to hear.
Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly beer. I had to try it.
Not so a fan.
I tried it once. Yeah. And after that, but I had some other delicious beer with your shrimp thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, but I just love that building.
Yeah, that's cool.
What did that used to be?
So we understand that in like 1908, that was when it was built as a tannery. So they did leather and hides, and they did that for about 30 years, and that's my understanding. And there's all kinds of cool things, like there's a big freight elevator there.
Yes!
There's this chute that comes up from the second floor that we don't know what. Were they throwing, you know, carcasses down?
Yeah,
nobody
probably
knows,
yeah.
But it is a beautiful.
And then into the river, probably.
Yeah, yeah, right? It's just a beautiful old building, and we're so fortunate to be in there. And
tell people where you are.
So we're at 1015 Buffalo Street in Manitowoc, right downtown, right, about two blocks north of the river, right downtown. It's a new River Point district. The city bar. That peninsula.
Have you seen the new condos? They're amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
I think we're under construction, but that is so, you just, it's so easy to find. You just go on Buffalo, and that's right off of Main Street of 10th Street.
It's just all 10th Street, or North 10th Street.
North 10th.
Just right north of the bridge there. We're just a quick turn right there. And look for the giant River North apartments behind us.
Amazing.
And I think that's cool how you're building a district, and people like that. You know, they talk about the 10-minute city where you can walk here, there,
right.
Manitowoc is.
But you know what I love about it,
Nichols is doing a good job.
What I love about it
doing great
is that they've kept, instead of just tearing things down like we did here, they are taking those old buildings and restoring them and reusing them, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, well, I give a lot of praise to the landlords. We didn't buy the building. It's owned by a local developer who develops all sorts of things in town that really, I know they keep their money in Manitowoc, and they're growing and doing things in Manitowoc. So, you know, they were after us for a long time. We started off in a small little tap room about two blocks to the east from where we are right now. And I kind of started as my side hustle while I had my day job. And the developers were like, Paul, we would love to restore this building for you. And my wife and I looked at it, we're like, this would be perfect. And after a couple of years of just hemming and hawing about it, we said, this is such a great opportunity. We knew about all of the apartments and the condos and that whole River Point development going on. And we were like, let's do it. Let's go.
You know, God bless the developer for doing that, because it's more expensive than raising it and building new.
Oh,
I mean, it's just that period. And we had a good developer who came in here and wanted to raise Washington Street and build new. And I'm like, that ain't going to happen.
No, they're really good. They're really good at. And we worked with ACE Building Service, and this company does a great job of doing restorations of old buildings.
Oh, wow.
There's another great place in Manitowoc.
I would love to do that. Wouldn't that be
so cool? And they do that stuff.
And what you have, and everybody's like, boy, and people appreciate that. I mean, it's the ambiance is different. You couldn't even build. You can build that today.
Oh, absolutely. And people freak on the floors. So if you look down at the floors, they're little two inch strips.
Yeah.
And what those are 2x6s on end.
Really?
That's what the floor is. Yes. It's amazing. So when you go down to the basement, you can actually see the floor. It's 2x6s on end. That's how they used to build buildings back in the day.
How solid is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's solid. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So, and I don't, you can talk a little bit about the name, but I think what you're doing there, I think that peanut butter and jelly beer. I mean, you've got such.
Sorry about that.
But you got such a variety there, and you came
out. Oh my God! Well, that's the thing. There's like 50 of them listed. Yeah. And that one just caught my eye.
Right.
And I got to try that.
You just have to, right?
But then she put me, the waitress put me onto something else. It was like the best beer I've ever tasted. But I always do this. I forget to like write it down and remember what it was.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But Paul, you brew the beer too.
All of them are our brewed. So we've got a 10-barrel brewery right on site. So like right when you walk in the door, look to the left, and there's our beautiful brewery. We got a full-time brewmaster, Ryan, just kills it. And we got 20 beers on tap at all times. They're all ours. And, you know, that's really how we started, but we've kind of blossomed and grown even beyond a brewery. We're more of the experience as a whole.
Right,
we do a ton. We do a ton of live music right now, and it's just been going great. We got a beautiful outdoor patio. We even got this big side lot with a big fair tent on it for the summer for big events. And we brought bands up from Chicago to play.
Really?
And it's just, we're going gangbusters. So it's really just become more than just a brewery, more than just beer. We also have cocktails. We have a full liquor license, so we do cocktails on tap. So you want a vodka lemonade? We have, you know, we can do a little bit of everything. So we're almost in total immersive experience. Live music, great drinks, great people, wonderful
Manitowoc
customers.
Manitowoc is one of the most underrated areas in the state of Wisconsin.
I think so.
I'm being honest about that. A few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, the glam band was playing at the Wharf area there. Not to talk about competition or anything.
No. But yeah, that's just another perfect example of what Manitowoc's got going on. Look at the Wharf. If you haven't been there, it's beautiful.
You couldn't believe the people there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But didn't want to deal with the people.
Yeah.
You know, standing in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went to the, not to try competitor, but the sub pub.
The sub pub is great.
And sat upstairs, and it was a gorgeous night like tonight, and the music came right across the river type thing. And it's like, I don't know if people realize how cool Manitowoc, Wisconsin is.
There's a lot of great things going on there, right? Absolutely. Another great place in Manitowoc is the Waterfront Wine Bar.
Yes.
Oddly enough, it's the same guys that own that building, and they restored that as well. So
have you been there? You go downstairs. It's right on the river.
Right on the river.
It's right outside the door, and you go down, and it is so cool.
Right.
Again, just being in the building is cool.
There's just so many good things coming and happening in Manitowoc. You know, I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit here.
Do it.
I think when we opened, it's our 7-year anniversary this Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
So it's been 7 years. When we opened in 2017, a lot of folks said, Paul, do you really think Manitowoc can support a craft brewery? And I said, I really do, and we're going to find out. And I'm telling you, it went gangbusters off the bat. And since we opened, I think what we did is we showed other potential businesses in Manitowoc that, hey, Manitowoc will support something unique and different and a little bit off the regular path for Manitowoc. And since then, we have things like the Wharf and the Waterfront Wine Bar. The Pizza Garden's a wonderful pizza restaurant that relocated downtown. The Sub Pub opened. So I think we showed, or we were a big part of it, I'm proud to say
you guys were a catalyst, no doubt.
We showed folks that you can do something different Manitowoc used to have a bad name. It's a dying community. It's an old community. Nobody wants to spend any money. Let me tell you, that is not true.
I remember when Miro closed down. Yeah. It's like, well, that's Manitowoc's done.
The one by Rakai. Right. Then you did guys. You tore that building down. I think people were a little nervous about that too. That it was like, what are we building?
Right.
And I get that.
I think there's still plans. I trust.
There are. Justin Nichols,
he's got plans. He's got good insight and good vision. And that stuff is going to happen just like anywhere. There's just critics of anything.
Yeah. You guys are pretty conservative down there in terms of spending money and investing money. And he'll get that through. I think it's great what you've done there.
Right.
There's people do like different things, a little bit waterfront, but boy, I like the urban feel. I mean, that's my thing. I love that. And I can't wait to get down there.
Actually, one of the very first book signings I've ever done in my entire life was in Manitowoc at the old Book World.
I think it was right on
10th or 8th Street.
It's on 8th Street.
That's ironically, when I did real estate, I worked in that exact building
in
for Stark Realty.
Right, right.
And one of the cool things was when they'd have the parades, we'd go upstairs.
Yes.
It's this beautiful. Oh, I'd love to turn that into an apartment or something like that.
Well, that would be a great place
to live.
And we'd
watch the parade right from upstairs in this old building. It's like, this is downtown Manitowoc, which is cool.
Absolutely.
Guys put a little money into that Capitol Theater. That's
right next door.
And that's another gem, too.
It is.
Beautiful.
And a great little bar right behind it.
Oh, it's Kathy's Stage Door Pub.
Yeah.
That's great. Yep. That's a great place. I'm always promoting Manitowoc. I don't
care.
I promote other businesses because our belief is that the more great things in Manitowoc, the more people are going to be coming to town. And we'll get ours.
Brewery is one of the great ones.
That says a lot about you that, you know, it's not just about, you know, I mean, you got a great business down there with Petscal, but, you know, you promote the whole community. That's what that knows. That means you're successful. You're not afraid to talk about competition because
bring them in.
Right.
And the thing is, you got an event coming up that we're going to talk about
after this.
Sounds great. I'm happy.
Paul Hoffman, Petscal Brewery, Manitowoc.
Trees went back. Me and Dale were singing. A little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a drink. You never would come.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning in downtown Green Bay. Really cool guy here, Paul Hoffman. Petco Brewing. Got Metal Fest coming up in downtown Manitowoc. And pretty amazing, I got two Roncalli Jets alongside me here.
Let's make the sign of the cross while we sit.
Pope John.
Right. Yep. You know what? Like I said, I live in Manitowoc, but the funny part is, like, every area had its own group of nationality that live there. And, like, you go to, like, one of the cemeteries, and, like, every name was a ski
at the end.
Whatever. You know what I mean? And,
oh, like, absolutely.
Got the German section of Czechs.
But, like Paul says, the common thread was there. All Catholics. That's a very strong. So is that. And that's why they started Roncalli.
That's right.
Anyway, hey, tell me about the. You have a lot going on at your place. Tell me about the event you got coming up. This Metal Fest.
Yeah. So we 2 years ago we started Wednesday Metal Nights. It was just a way to bring people in the door. And I'm a metal guy. I play in a metal band. I've always played in metal bands for years.
Okay. I just have to interrupt you on one thing. We just talked about during the break. You're 6 foot. What? 4 5
Sure. Four. Sure.
Four. Okay. Yeah. 200 and. Whatever pounds?
270.
Yep, 270. You got spiky hair. Yep. Todd even said he wants to go with your look. It's such a cool look.
I, metal guy.
Just for our listeners, you have this spiky hair. I mean, you and we said, put the headsets on. He goes, no, I'm not going to do that.
But if you lined up 20 people and said, which one was an IT professor in college?
It would have been me. That was the day job.
That's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead with your Metal Fest. You coming
so,
up.
And because I'm a metal guy, and we wanted to do something for, and the metal community is huge. I mean,
I know.
You know, there's folks older than me, Iron Maiden. So, I mean, we started this Wednesday Metal Night, and it just took off. And we would have live metal bands, local metal bands, come in and play. And it's all original music. So this music they write. They bring their merchandise and CDs to sell and things. And it took off so well.
And I will say one thing. I mean, I'm not a huge metal fan, but I was like a Metallica fan and different things, bands like that. And back in the day in the 70s, you know, the same thing, Iron Maiden. But I will say this. I don't think there's a genre of music where there's such a difference between hearing it and seeing it live versus a CD or on the radio or something than metal. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's that whole experience where you got people, you got mosh pits, right? You got body passing and things like that. It's just the energy of metal.
I've never been body passed.
I can't be. Nobody can get me up.
No, yeah, you need a crane for somebody your size.
So what we start, last year, I was like, we should have like a kickoff to the metal night season in at the end of September. We should have a big metal fest. And so we did. We did it last year. We had 12 bands play, and it was a huge hit. So, we're going to do it again this year, but we're really stepping up our game. We are bringing in a big name. So in the metal community, and I'm talking extreme metal, like death metal, we're bringing in a band out of Long Island, New York. They are veterans of the death metal scene. They're called Suffocation. They've been around since 1988, nine full-length albums. They toured internationally. They are coming to Manitowoc on Saturday, September 28th to headline Manitowoc Metal Fest 2. That is a huge deal. They're not even on tour. They're going to come specifically just for the Manitowoc show.
Wow.
And so if anybody's interested in tickets, go to PetSkullBrewing.com. We're selling tickets. That's the 28th of September. It's going to be a blast. 13 bands, two stages. We're going to have food trucks and, of course, beer.
Of course. Got to ask you one thing, though, about your. You got to talk a little bit about your food.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so the
food, do you still have that shrimp thing?
Well, we kind of have evolved.
Okay,
so we tried very hard not to be known as a restaurant. We never wanted to be a restaurant.
Okay.
So we have had to evolve a little bit, and it was the best decision we ever made.
Okay.
Because now we do what we call shareable party food. So we got big, huge trays of nachos. We got pizzas. We make our own pizzas.
Okay.
Wings, wonderful cheese curds, fries. So it's just this food that folks can share. But when Lent rolls around, hey, Catholics, we will run a shrimp special on Friday nights. We do like a southern fried shrimp.
Yes, that's what I had.
Yeah, and so we'll do that during the Lenten season and things like that. So it's in an effort not to be seen as a restaurant.
Got it.
Because we're really not. I mean,
right.
You come up and you order at the register. We'll bring your food to you, but we don't really wait on your table. I mean, it's just like, we're like, hey, man, buy a beer.
Okay, well, I got to ask you this then. Where did you guys, because I know where Jim did, where did you drink underage when you were at Roncalli?
My buddy's basement.
We went out to some, those country bars always serve us when we were young. So
I think when I was in high school, the drinking age was 21. So I was like, it was easy to know that we weren't even close to age.
It was 18.
Right.
So 16, 17. Right.
We used to just sneak booze from the parents and put it in an inside jacket and go to the movies and just drink in the
movies. But there was something cool about being in a bar when you're 16.
Oh, sure.
You know, that was awesome. Anyway, back to
it. Seems like the bartenders in Manitowoc County kind of looked the other way.
Boy, did they. Oh, yeah,
for sure. Because a dollar's a dollar.
Yeah. That's what my friends told me. So anyway, there's this Metal Fest. That's at Labor Day weekend, right?
No, it's at the end of September. September 28th.
Oh, September.
September 28th. Right, so we're about 5 weeks out away from that. So the prior week.
Yeah, what's going on
is
now,
our yearly. It's our seventh annual Oktoberfest party. Oh, cool. We call it appropriately Munich in Manitowoc Oktoberfest.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we do that as
and
well.
That's in September.
And that's September 21st.
Internationally,
yep,
it is.
We do it. Actually, I look up. I say, when are they going to tap the keg in Munich?
Right.
It's on the 21st of September. Right. So that's where we're going to tap our keg.
Why did so many Germans move to Manitowoc? I mean, what was it for beer making?
I think it was for beer making. Because there were a lot of breweries in Manitowoc back in the day.
Okay.
And there were a lot of maltsters. So in other words, they made their own malted barley. So you know the big towers in Manitowoc now owned by Breese Malting. It used to be Anheuser-Busch.
The old Budweiser
thing? Yeah. And before that, it was Rahr Malting. And there was Rahr Brewery. There's Blesser Brewing. Kingsbury was in Manitowoc in the 30s. So that's honestly a big reason why. And even, you know, in Milwaukee, clearly the brewing, that was all German heritage from the brewing thing. It didn't take much to just kind of go north. We're only, 90 minutes north of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing too, when my son and I went to, and he went to school in Prague.
Okay? Wow.
In the Czech Republic. Yeah. He just loves the Czech Republic. And when he and I went there a few years back, we're in the countryside, we both said the same thing. This looks exactly like Wisconsin.
Isn't it so nice?
It was like incredible.
And if you do some research, they do say that they felt like it was at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those Germans were pretty industrial. Right. So there's little manufacturing things. There's some, you know, lumber yards and things that get the river right there that they could work on. But yeah, that was a big.
If you ever go down to Milwaukee by the Pabst Mansion and the old Pabst place, they have, I mean, there's all sorts of things to read as you walk down the road talking about how the settlers came here and started these breweries. It's fantastic. And that's where the German heritage comes in.
Yeah.
And again, Manitowoc being 90 minutes north, it didn't take much for, hey, if this is working down here, I've got an uncle now that lives up north because the river's in Manitowoc. And, you know, that's how they ended up. So I think that's exactly how that started.
You know, I remember the first time I did a fishing story with Big Al Sampson.
Yeah.
And we were off of, and I look, it's like, I go, my God, what is that building? And he goes, that's the high school.
Yeah.
From the water, seeing that high school,
it's cool.
Lincoln.
It's very
holy
cool.
Holy crap.
What a beautiful building.
Yeah.
Beautiful building. Yeah. Just so many great things in Manitowoc, folks.
No question.
It really is. And it's a safe community. It's you check a lot of boxes in Manitowoc. And I hope, I don't know if you guys want it to grow or not. It's kind of been a little bit 36,000 and Two Rivers been like 12,000.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think the closeness to Green Bay, the closeness, like you just said, to Milwaukee, plus the water. I mean, you just can't buy water.
And that's why Mayor Nichols wanted that plot of land that we're on, because he's like, where can you get riverfront property anymore? And so he had that vision. And so, you know, there's going to be more townhomes going up. There's condos going up right along the river, cool. Another apartment. So there's going to be a ton of living right downtown. So, folks, if you want to live in a cool place, happening place, Manitowoc.
Man. Paul Hoffman, Pet Skill Brewing Company. It is a phenomenal place. Even if you're just going to go in and have a beer and just enjoy.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And peanut butter and jelly beer. But just enjoy the structure of your facility.
Right.
Wow. Paul, it's great having you on, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Congratulations.
It.
Keep it rocking.
Thank you. We'll
on the
do,
lake,
man.
Sure. Thanks, we'll buddy. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket, State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding. Well,
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the State Assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 29-year-old Stephanie French of Green Bay is sentenced to 12 years in prison and 8 years extended supervision for providing the drugs that killed a man in September of 2021 at the Mohegan North Star Casino Resort. The victim died from a combination of methamphetamine, ethanol, and fentanyl toxicity. Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion 5-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the U.S. and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month. Dietitians want to make sure kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say to try to make healthy eating fun. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday. Once again, I'll be doing a book signing along with a lot of other local authors downtown De Pere tonight at Bosses. So that's going to be a lot of fun starting at 4 o'clock. Beautiful night to come on out there. Had some great guests, including Paul Hoffman just now, Pet Skull Brewing Company in downtown Manitowoc, talking about Metal Fest. But now we're going to be switching sports, although I got to read a text here. I heard Jim has a Suffocate CD in his car that he plays, and Milton loves it on their way to cherry picking. Is that true?
Okay, they're picking on me, you guys. I just want to explain. Suffoc, what is it called? Suffocate. That's a like heavy metal rock band. I like Barbershop and some other stuff, so they're picking on me a little bit. And then they're picking on me because my dog's name is Milton, and he...
World's
he
most
and
I, pompous dog.
He's not. He's just a great dog, a Bernedoodle. And we went cherry picking, so they're saying I would listen to this metal rock. But anyway, we want to support Paul. Anyway, this is something I do support right here. You ladies, thanks for coming in.
High Coach, school hoops. Coach, introduce yourself.
Rob Hendrickson, I'm the new coach at Kaukauna for the girls basketball program.
Well, you guys are turning out some athletes in Kaukauna.
Oh, yeah.
Boys and girls. Kaukauna's What's up with that?
Kaukauna's got a great history. The community has really put forth the best foot and really funded things, and we've got great facilities based on what our community has done for us, and, you know, it shows in the product on the field, on the court, and, you know, I'm blessed to be there.
I just want to say, and you can just tell, I've talked to you a little bit before the show started, but those investment in the sports also brings out a great student academically. And I think people need to understand that, oh, we're just going to go to football, basketball. This schools who invest in that are investing in the students.
Oh, and definitely.
My guess is you guys are pretty close to, what, you guys go up to 4 point now or something? No, I'm just kidding. Are you good students?
Okay. What were you in high school?
Yeah, I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
I was 2.7.
Okay, I didn't
That's
do that.
That's not that bad. What the hell? Wow. They all just started laughing. 2.7 in my era was, I had some tough class. I had general math too.
General math.
That's advanced general math.
Listen to
I had a tough wood shop teacher. Drafting? Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, no, I didn't get under a... I never got
Introduce some of your players. This, we got step on up, ladies.
The coach is here, and the ladies are here. Who you guys are all basketball and basketball. You guys are all basketball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but go ahead, coach. Introduce someone. Or
I'll let the girls introduce themselves.
Okay, come on up, ladies.
My name's Addison Bumgart.
What? You got to be a forward or a center.
I am a shooting guard.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet tall.
And you're a guard.
Correct.
That's incredible. Okay, congratulations.
She keeps leaning forward. Yeah, I said that the first time. So, right. Hey, can I just ask? Well, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Who's that? Yeah, give me. I want all you guys.
I'm Hannah Borkhart, and I'm a shooting guard.
All right. Here we go.
We're tall.
I'm Josie Evan, and I'm a shooting guard and small forward.
How tall are you?
5'10".
Okay.
All right. And
wow.
I'm Savannah Robinson, and I'm a point guard.
All right.
Is that all you have is guards, coach? Four guards? I mean, it's four guard offense?
Yeah, you know, I think isolating them into one position is not what I necessarily do. I think all of them this summer have showed that they're multi-skilled and they can play lots of different positions on the floor, and that's what can make us dangerous, I think, next year.
And let's be honest, the Caitlin Clark influence at all? Everybody wants to be a shooter these days. Come on, step up. Tell us your opinion on Caitlin Clark and what she's done for women's basketball.
I think she's been, like, very important to women's sports, and she's got more people to watch. And I think if people aren't giving her the credit, then they don't actually watch basketball and understand like her true impact.
Well, the thing is, you guys talk about shooting guards, and she was such a great shooter in college and everything. But isn't it amazing how she's involved into such an amazing assist person? I mean, you know, I don't know if we're your era, Coach. My era, if a guy could shoot really good, he last thing in the world he wanted to do was pass to somebody else. She has taken it to a different level along those lines, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Caitlin Clark has evolved into just a complete player that, you know, when you take a team that was, I think, last year in their league and in the whole WNBA, and they are, you know, I think they're second from the bottom qualifying for the playoffs. And it's like,
you got a game and a half lead over Chicago right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's really started to involve her other teammates and made others around her much better.
That's leadership. Hey, you guys, did UWGB women's basketball influence any of you? Was that catalyst? Was that a spark? Do you guys follow UWGB women's basketball? Some of you. That's really picked up in this community right in the last 10 years. And I was just wondering if, you know, do you have plans to be a Caitlin Clark? What are you going to do after? What year are you guys? Juniors?
Seniors.
Oh, so what's next? Come on, tell us.
Come up to the mic.
I'm actually committed to Northern Michigan to further my basketball
career. You're a Wildcat?
Correct.
I'm from there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
What do you think of the Marquette?
I really like it, and I mean, it's going to be cold, but it's really beautiful.
What are you going to study?
I'm thinking something along the lines of pre-law with a minor in finance or
That's what
business.
I did.
Back to his general studies. Yeah. Well, how about you? What are you going to do after?
Step up.
You guys are all shiners.
Wow. I want to go to a four-year college, but I don't know for sure what I want to study.
Do you want to play?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, really? You're not going to play? You're going to play, though. I mean, you got a scholarship, so.
I'm not planning on playing any sports in college, but I'm hoping to go to Madison for something like business.
Great
and then
school.
Minoring in like Spanish.
That's an awesome school.
You'll never get a job with those degrees.
Not in radio.
I'm still in the recruitment stage, but I plan on playing basketball in college, but I don't know where yet.
Who's recruiting you?
I have some Minnesota schools talking to me, a school in Texas, some Florida schools, but I don't know yet.
How do you get discovered? Like, when I was in high school, like Northern Michigan or Michigan Tech were like, you know, the radius. How do these kids get so noticed by schools in Texas and Florida things?
I think a lot of it stems from AAU nowadays because that has become a really big popular thing.
Okay.
And college schools will travel like to really big tournaments to watch hundreds of teams play.
Yeah, those big AAU ones in Chicago are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you play in that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I have for the past like 5 years.
Okay, because my good friend Ted Stefaniak, they do the high school games with, he coaches that. He says some of those teams that come from like Minnesota and places like that, they're all like 6'3 and just tremendous, and college scouts are just all over that gym.
Yeah, Addison and Savannah played for the Legends this last year, and it's a really great AAU program. Them and then the Blaze down in Appleton are two of the best AAU clubs. And they got
the Purple Aces up here.
Yep. They got to play actually for one of my good friends, Todd Borowski. And, you know, he's cares a lot about kids and developing them into great players.
How did somebody that's never played sports become such a coach?
Good question.
I mean, Todd, because I don't think Todd was ever an athlete, was he? Todd's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, Todd's a good guy. He's a very good athlete.
His daughter was a great athlete, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very, very good.
And Todd's a great friend of mine.
So, Coach, what's with this, you're the first year coach, right?
Correct.
And what did you do before this?
I've coached girls basketball before at a smaller school, Shiocton, Wisconsin, for 6 years, and then also have coached football for the last 23 years.
I was just going to ask, the coaching's different than it was when Johnny and I were in school.
Definitely.
Were you at Shiocton as a football coach?
Never coached football in Shiocton.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I spoke at their banquet the year before they won the state championship, and it was at the River Rail.
Yep.
Which was the greatest old school supper club you'll ever, and it burnt down or something, right?
Yeah, definitely. Burnt down a couple of years ago, and it's sitting there, the carcass of it sitting there waiting to see if anybody's going to,
The thing I remember most, it was the greatest meal I've ever had at a banquet, because every banquet is always chicken and tips. Right. They had fresh fish. It's like fresh walleye. And stuff. It was like, oh my God, this is the greatest ever.
So, Coach, I want to ask you, though. Coaching's tough, from what I hear. I have done that. But
especially these days.
Right. What attracted you to take this on?
Well, I had a couple coaches in my younger years that really changed.
Where's good high school?
I went to Menominee, Wisconsin, over played for Joe Labuda. Joe Labuda, and then Winona State, I played college football and played for Tom Sawyer. Both of those men made a huge impact in my life. And I think when you say coaching's tough, I think you're right. But I think what's different about me probably over the last decade is that if your purpose for coaching is just winning games, you know, then coaching's really tough. But for me, the last decade or so, my thought process is more about how can I make a difference in kids' lives? Like, if the end of your career comes around and all you can say is you won a lot of games and a championship or two, then you've wasted an opportunity. And I really try to make a difference as much as I possibly can.
That's awesome. And these coaches are, and I'm sure you as athletes, the coach is more than just the X's and O's, right? Does he kind of, I think that's great that they really engage in, because you guys, I mean, that's a tough time in your life, right? To be junior, senior, and it really was for John. It was for me too.
Well, just staying academically above water is great. Of course, I got to be honest here, Coach. I was an athlete in my day, and I played at one of the top football programs in the country that you may have heard of, Mesabi Junior College.
Okay.
Do you remember Mesabi?
Like, yep.
Yeah. There you go. The North.
25 students.
And you guys recruited by Mesabi Junior College? No, no. Okay.
Yeah.
I just throwing it out there.
I don't know if they're still in business.
Their grades are too high to be recruited by them.
Yeah, they wouldn't be accepted. We don't accept 4.0s. Yeah.
Right.
Step right up one more time. I want to talk to you a little about that, though. Because I'll tell you what. And Northern Michigan plays good basketball. I mean, great sports, Division II, scholarship, and everything like that. But that jump from high school to college, when all of a sudden, and I know you guys, AAU played against great competition, but what are you looking forward to? But in the back of your mind is a little bit, whoo, this is a giant leap now where you're going to college and you're getting paid to play. I mean, that's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that I can't just like show up and expect to play.
Exactly.
And I can't just show up and then put the work in right when I get there. I really have to start putting the work in even now. And I mean, it's just going to be like going from eighth grade to freshman year. Like when I jumped from eighth grade to the varsity team, like it's a big jump. And it's taking everyone that was the best people on their high school teams and putting them together.
Exactly.
So I'm really going to have to compete, but I'm also excited for that because I know I'm going to get better as a player. And I have a really good relationship with the coaches, and I know they trust me, and I know they believe in me. And that means I just have to do my part and put the work in.
You know what's going to be fun when you're living up there? Running on the shores of Lake Superior.
It is beautiful.
Isn't it, though? And it's a great place to run and to work out. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually from a town called Negaunee. Have you ever heard of Negaunee?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. Wow.
It's right up there with Mesabi.
It's only 10 minutes away from Marquette.
Well, maybe I drove through it.
Have you ever had a pasty?
I have not.
Okay. That's going to be on your training table, pasties and kudigis. Go to Tino's Bar in Negaunee for a kudigi. Okay.
Right. Notice how she's writing this all down.
All right, can I leave here?
Yeah, she's kind of looking at her watch. So,
women's basketball, though. I mean, okay, when I was in high school, this is how old I am, was the first year of girls basketball in high school. Okay. The way it's evolved from then till now is one of the most amazing achievements in sports history in the United States. What has been the factor, Coach? I mean, I know some great coaches, but it used to be, you coached Phi Ed, and then you coached the girls' basketball team, and that was it.
Title IX a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, Title IX, too, but it's like, was the catalyst? Because there's a switch that flipped.
And there's unbelievable energy behind girls' women's sports.
Yeah, I would say Title IX is what got it started, but, you know, we live in a country where, you know, the sky's the limit for anyone, and unfortunately, for a long time, we told little girls and women that they were as important as men and little boys, and they didn't feel that way. Title IX helped to get started. And, you know, my goal coaching girls sports has always been to give them the idea that they are as important as the boys. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a little fighting that has to happen there today. I'm willing to be their advocate and push for that to make sure that they get treated and handled and given the opportunities that the boys get. And they should, because the world doesn't go around without them.
I'll tell you what, back in the day, you had to be defiant. Mm-hmm. If you're involved with women's sports, you had to be defiant because you had to break down those old school of, the boys are important, the girls can be cheerleaders, and we'll allow them to do that. And because of some defiant people, it's like, no, we're going to knock down these barriers.
Yep.
You're not going to open the doors for us, we'll kick them in.
Yep.
We're both the father of, I have all daughters, and Johnny's got a couple too. So it's, I'm so happy that this is happening because my sisters didn't have this opportunity. Right.
Mine
you guys,
either. Yep.
And you guys do, and I think that's great. And I think that I just want to underscore how good athletic support in the school translates to academics. And I just think that's great. You guys seem very bright, and that's going to be fun to watch you. How's your year going to be?
Any guys ever cheat on a test?
They're like looking at him like, what'd you see?
Who is this weird guy?
That's how John got out of Wasabi or to Wasabi or whatever that school was.
Fine, whatever. Rob Hendrickson, Kakana Girls Basketball, with a bunch of your players. Best of luck. We're going to follow you guys this year. I'll be broadcasting one of your football games this year.
All right.
I think against Fond du Lac or one of those. Man, Kakana plays tough football.
Yeah. We want to have you guys back when your season's going on, because you guys seem
like
a lot
of
fun. This is going to be fun.
All right, we got to go. We
got to take a quick
break. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor, winding it down here on a gorgeous, gorgeous isn't the right word for this time of year when
perfect.
You have weather like this. Perfect. Absolutely perfect weather. I'm going to walk 10 miles today.
Okay, let's talk about something in reality.
let's get back to reality.
Right. That's, I really, those girls, you know, can't judge a book by its cover, but they just seem like they're going to do all right in life.
And I have to tell you, a ton of response from our viewers online this morning, giving them support.
Great.
And also the new coach. So
outstanding.
That was awesome to see.
It's going to be great to watch them. So,
galloping ghosts. Yeah, absolutely. One other thing we're talking about today, about Manitowoc, about the old buildings that they, what happened in Green Bay? And this was even before you were mayor, I think, when they knocked down a bunch of the buildings.
It was before I was mayor, but.
But was some of it was, wasn't it? I mean, like the mall was built before you were mayor.
Why tore that down? That wasn't worth.
But I mean, whatever they tore down to build the downtown mall.
Oh,
that was before
you. You know what that was? That was. Government money, urban development, urban renewal.
Okay.
Remember that? Remember that
show.
Rich Man, Poor Man, where they were building all these. Anyway.
My gosh. That was one of my favorite. That was like one of the times.
That wasn't so much about downtown, but that was more
about
shopping centers.
No, but that was one of the very first TV series type things.
Cool.
Nick Nolte.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know who the other. Ed Asner was a cranky.
Yeah, I watched that.
That was such a great show.
Yeah. Maybe that doesn't really equate to it. I was thinking that was when malls were being built, but malls were being the thing.
That was
right?
76.
And we were, and that's probably when we tore down our downtown and, you know, Cops and some of these great, you know, stores were relocated or went out. It was because there was government money for it. It wasn't.
Okay.
Which is, you can't make decisions all on money or we wouldn't be here. I mean, really, there's just the people who just, it's all about the money. And we didn't do the right thing. I mean, anybody who really looks at downtowns and successful communities, you know, you look at Chicago, but look at the money and they don't have names on all the buildings. You know, they just kept a classy, classy city with a great waterfront. And remember how Daly fought? They didn't want gaming in there. I mean, it's like,
okay.
Remember how the people wanted to get into gaming? The Indians wanted to open up casinos? And he's like, no, that's not going to happen here. That's a tough thing because there's revenue to that, you know? And I just think we didn't. I don't know if it was lack of self-confidence or if it's like, wow, this is great. This is free money. But yeah, we made some mistakes. I think the city's doing really well, but I just think that.
But I will say this, Green Bay was a little rough around the, even when I moved here in 84, Broadway was not a street you would hang out on.
Right. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know if people didn't care as much, but yeah, you're right. It's nice that we see things, and I think people are preserving history more because they're like, wait a minute. Like, I'll give Manitowoc a lot of credit.
They're preserving all those old buildings, those old foundries.
Yep. Those are easy to tear down, but they're tough to renovate. But, you know, Appleton's done a pretty good job. I think we've done a pretty good job here. I mean, we could have done better, but I think the history that the buildings.
I think they learned from the mall being not so successful.
Right.
Although, I think I had, what was that,
a 10-year lifespan? I mean, after you judge a mall by its sales per square foot, and I think it was after like 8 or 10 years it wasn't making the numbers. I mean, that's pretty short lifespan for that investment.
Well, you know, and you know what? You want to talk about a domino effect. Because I told you, I loved the mall. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, used to, whatever. But anyway, every time you'd go, or like, let's say you went there once a month or whatever, there'd be an empty store. There'd be an empty store. And there's a real domino effect, it seemed like.
And I think what I remember following that, and I don't know what year it was, but when McDonald's pulled out, it's like, when's the last time you saw McDonald's pull out? Those guys are ahead of the curve on so many things. And I think they tried hard. And there was a lot of talk about repurposing the mall. And that made some sense. I wasn't an advocate of that. But, you know, bringing in doctor's offices, dental, and having just one shop and have just different health care all through it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you need a tax base, and
if you're a neighbor in a mall and he closes, and then maybe down from you,
absolutely, there goes the neighborhood.
Yeah,
oh yeah, I just didn't have that emotional attachment, and maybe you did. I didn't see it as historic.
Well, no. What year was it built? I don't even know. Mid-70s?
Well, I would say that, what you talked about. Yeah, I would say 73, 4.
Somewhere online this week, ironically, there was a picture of that area before the mall was built, like right before they started construction. It was just this empty area. And even downtown in that area just seemed very small. You know?
Yeah. I was surprised. When I moved here, I was surprised because, you know, when you're from the UP and you'd come to Green Bay, it's like, we're going to the city. Mm-hmm. We're going to a big city. Yep. I was surprised when I moved here from Flint. How small Green Bay was. You know, the downtown and everything. I was really surprised about that.
We're about the same size as Flint. Right?
Flint used to be like 160,000.
Okay.
And now it's like 60,000. I mean, it was. But I was surprised. I had no idea what an Ashwaubenon was.
Right.
And you know what I mean? How these outlying areas, that was the happening place.
It was, it was. And that's too bad how that all happened. And the city wasn't a little bit stronger on saying you can't do this, but you know, they let it happen, and you know, we're here now, and it's going to happen here. It's just, it's hard. It's tough. I tell people that all the time. You know, I told you, yesterday I was I leave early to the show to go talk to a donor. They had some concerns about the city, but at the end of the day, they felt really good about the city. You know, it's one of those things
but thank goodness for that. Like, if you just sit back and go, everything's great, and you don't go, what about this?
Yeah, then you take your foot off the gas.
Right.
That's just as bad as doing nothing. Cause man, you're idle in a development. Like,
I give mayors a lot of credit though. Like we're talking about that mayor from Manitowoc. Yeah, wasn't he like Justin? 19 when he became mayor?
And he beat that guy from like Yale. Or remember that? But that was a super close race. But
he gets
Justin
things
is,
done.
He's all in.
Yeah.
He's all in. That's what he does. And he's very well respected.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah.
He's great. I've gone to Packer games with him. Yeah, he's a good, young, aggressive mayor. And that's a tougher city, too. I mean, we both live there. So, yeah. I don't know that it's the biggest risk-taking community I've ever been to. You know,
said it was conservative. It's conservative.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's conservative.
Great, the nicest people on the planet, but it's pretty conservative. So, anyway, but there's just so many great cities. And I think I told you this before one time with the kids. I was like, look, you know. You see a city that's really been redeveloped.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen.
Like I told you, my old general manager at the TV station was from New York City, and he bought a house in Manitowoc. And we're like, why would anybody drive that far? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, that's like 40 miles away. Okay. And he bought that one big house in Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
And he says, this would be a multi-million dollar home in the state of New York. Yeah. And he bought it for like, $60,000.
Yeah. I had a guy over at my house one time just from the Bay Area. I'll tell you this real quick. And he said, why this house, you know, and he lived in Northern California. He goes, this house would be $2 million. I'm like,
yeah,
I can get this house to you for half that price.
50% off today.
We're all taking apart board by board.
The mayor is now packing at home.
Like how they do restorations at like Heritage Hill.
Right.
Mark every block.
We're moving it.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. Hey, once again, folks, I'll be doing a book signing with some other great local authors tonight at the DePere Farmers Market. Starts at 4 o'clock right outside the back door of Boss's News. Hope you can stop by, and we're going to have some cigars floating around. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind of the Mayor. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.